Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Let's go to outrage in this hour of the DJV program, Variety Listening. It's your variety station, your variety program. Doug Steffen, Mr. Variety, with Jennifer Horn, Ms. Variety, Victoria Keelan. Yes, they're the Variety Twins, and we're here to talk about any number of things. What's going on in California always becomes fun to hear from Jennifer's point of view. By the way, just so you know, as you start your day or the hour or your thinking, the big outfits like Piggly Wiggly and P.F. Chang, who apparently are way larger, don't think it takes a lot of heavy lifting to figure that the relief loans going to outfits like that stretches the definition of small. But millions of dollars went to the food chain Piggly Wiggly and the restaurant chain P.F. Chang's. And a lot of farmers who are not getting any relief from the government, among others, are asking the question, why? How did this happen? How does Tyson get all this money? And how come farmers don't? Which I think is a fabulous question that we probably haven't get the answer to. But if you don't, if you want the world of agriculture and food variety, you know, there are a lot of people who are saying, ladies, that it could be that the specialty restaurants that we all know and love in our neighborhoods go the way of the wind if this thing continues. And the only thing that we have left is KFC and McDonald's. That'll be out to dinner, treat. It goes to and the rest of the restaurants all go away because the money has been distributed. The distribution of the money has gone the wrong places. This is something that still has not been corrected, and it's an outrage. Anyway, I thought I'd put my 2 cents worth food for thought before we go to think about what's going on in California with the fabulous government of perhaps one of the most corrupt states. I mean, they think these people are incompetent. I believe they're corrupt, Jennifer. What about you?
Well, yeah, I think there's a dose of corruption. I think there is a dose of really, really far left thinking where even our meals are now going to be determined as to what's appropriate by Gavin Newsom. So listen to this. And, Victoria, this actually has a connection to New York State as well, mm-hmm. since we represent both coasts.
Yeah.
The California governor this week had in his lockdown order that bars would be closed unless they served food. So you had a lot of bars admittedly getting creative, saying, okay, here's a bag of chips. Okay, great. We're now serving food, right? But he decided to not get played by those establishments. So he decided he was going to constitute what food would be served, and he was going to leave that up so that it wouldn't be any longer up for interpretation, because there was a restaurant in New York, and this was really funny, when Andrew Cuomo said that bars could stay open only if they serve food, the Lafayette, I don't know, it looks like the Lafayette is in Buffalo, New York, they released a menu, and on it they had house chips made in the house, $1. A piece of meat, one piece of our charcuterie meat, chef's choice, or try substituting for a piece of cheese. A piece of meat. Jeez. Grapes, just a few grapes, not sure the color. The smallest piece of cheesecake in Buffalo. 9 French fries. This is all part of their dollar menu that they were releasing to kind of snub the governor of New York. Well, apparently, Governor Newsom got a hold of that in California and said, I'm not going to be falling victim to a prank like that. No, not me. So he decided to release guidelines this week as to what is appropriate for a meal. Get this. Here we go. Ready? This is real guidelines from the state of California. I'll skip down because this is a bunch of code, basically, relief items, blah, blah, blah. Here we go. Snacks such as pretzels, nuts, popcorn, pickles, and chips. No longer considered a meal. Food ordinarily served as appetizers or first courses, such as cheese sticks, fried calamari, chicken wings, pizza bites, egg rolls, pot stickers, flautas, cups of soup, and any small portion of it. It's like a fry. It's almost like a taquito. It's like a tortilla fried with some kind of filling inside.
First of all, I love you for trying to explain a flauta as a taquito. Like, that's going to help him.
I know. Do you want me to explain a taquito? It's a piece of tortilla with stuff inside. Any small portion of a dish that may constitute the main course when it's not served in a full portion or when it's intended for sharing in small portions. Side dishes, such as bread, rolls, french fries, onion rings, small salads, whether that's green potato, macaroni, or fruit, rice, mashed potatoes, and a small portion of vegetables do not constitute a meal, according to Gavin Newsom. Reheated, refrigerated, or frozen entrees, they're out. And desserts, also.
Well, if the frozen entrees reheated are out, then how do you, then no one can go to California Pizza Kitchen or Olive Garden or whatever.
This guy is an idiot.
Well, it's actually, see, here's the thing. Like, this sounds preposterous. However, the connection to New York, though, is the reason, and in New Jersey, bars are closed and can't open because every time someone goes to a bar, the whole bar ends up with COVID. They sit there for 2 hours, and then this has happened all across the country. So the reason that bars are closed and restaurants are not, you can get your takeout and you can go or you can dine outside. They don't want people congregating. The Lower East Side of Manhattan, they revoked 3 different liquor licenses yesterday, another 3 in Astoria, Queens, because people are gathering outside at bars, and bars are not supposed to be open. And they're trying to get around it with the stuff that Jen was talking about, 5 french fries, and, oh, I'm eating, and this is a meal, it's creating a place for people to congregate, and that's what they're trying to avoid. But that seems like overkill for him to go and be that specific.
Because there are a lot of restaurants, I think we can name a few chains, that serve wings as their only thing on the menu, basically. And so to say, nope, chicken wings, you're out, you have to close down if you serve
right.
There are plenty of people who get a small dinner salad and an appetizer, and that's their dinner. Or a cup of soup and a salad. All of that, considered a meal by Gavin Newsom.
What the hell? What is it? How does this guy justify getting a paycheck from the public? Seriously. This guy is it's offensive, but yet it's more than that because it is so obvious what's going on. And I just cannot believe, frankly, that people really exist who think this guy's doing a good job. How can you be that soft between your ears that you think that's something that is really... Here's another one for the
books.
Somebody
said that this is actually discrimination against anorexic people.
The Republican Speaker of the Ohio House and 4 of his associates are in the slammer. $60 million in bribes at the core of the arrest. The FBI has raided the speaker's farm. Larry Householder is his name. The U.S. attorney described the ploy as likely the largest bribery and money laundering scheme that had ever been perpetrated against the people of Ohio. The governor, who's a Republican, called on this guy to resign. Again, remember, he's the Speaker of the Ohio House, saying it's impossible for him to be effective. Duh, you think? The State Attorney General. Ohio's a big Republican state, and this guy is a big, fat Republican. And I don't mean that in any characterization. He's a big, fat, cigar-smoking, wouldn't be whether he's a Republican or a Democrat, but he's one of those guys. You look at him, and you say, where's this guy been? Apparently, he and his pals were behind a financial rescue given to the nuclear energy business in Ohio. And apparently, the state was $150 million a year. The state was giving to the plants near Cleveland and Toledo. But apparently, in exchange for that, he got his piece, as did a lobbyist, a former party chairman, and the co-founder of the consulting firm that put it all together. These people weren't even shy about this. $60 million shared between the four of them. How do you think you're going to get away with that? What kind of a mind to go back to the people in California? How do you get so arrogant, so ridiculously out of touch?
Get away with it. Newsom gets away with it. This guy gets away with it. People get away with it.
But how do they get away with it? given the fact that we have, oh, I forgot, we don't have any investigative reporters anymore. And we don't really have any journalists anymore unless they're in junior high school. So, oh, maybe that's the problem. Amazing. All right, well, just thought you'd like to know. Oh, by the way, when he went to jail, he was wearing a mask, this guy, to protect.
Safety first. Yes, then safety he decided first. He needed protection, right?
Yeah, exactly. 16 past the hour.
Make sure he's alive to spend his money.
DJV show. Coming up, Christmas in July.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. Shingles is a viral infection that causes a painful, blistery rash. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, almost one of every three people in the U.S. will develop shingles in their lifetime.
When people get chickenpox, the infection doesn't actually go away. The virus sort of stays in the nerves for the rest of your life.
Infectious disease specialist Dr. Pratish Tosh explains that as you get older, your immune system, which has kept that virus at bay, weakens and the virus reactivates. The result is a very painful rash. About one in five people who contract shingles can have long-term pain issues.
And so the recommendation really right now is for everyone over age 50 to get the new vaccine, which is much better than the old one and really efficacious.
For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
This summer, turn your yard into the perfect getaway. Whether it's a lawn spruce-up, a fresh coat of paint, or a s'mores-worthy patio upgrade, HomeAdvisor has the best landscapers, painters, handymen, and more to get the job done right. With the HomeAdvisor app, it's never been easier to check prices, schedule, and pay for hundreds of everyday home projects in just seconds. For any project you're dreaming of, you can count on HomeAdvisor. So get the HomeAdvisor app, and we'll do everything to fix up your everything.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
You better watch out. You better not cry. Better not pout. I'm telling you why.
Santa Claus is coming. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you'll be happy to know the first radio station.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
The allergies strike back.
Yes,
I'm guessing
thank you.
I was guessing you're going to say that the first radio station is gone Christmas.
KEZ in Phoenix.
Good for you. Good
Featuring
for you
24 hours of holiday music starting this next Monday. There you go.
You know, normally I would say July way too early for Christmas, but this year, why the heck not? I mean, come on.
The radio station says, celebrate with us, set up a tree, and turn on the lights. In Phoenix, how long would that tree last at this time of year would be the question. How long does a Christmas tree last any time of year in Phoenix? But there it is, KEZ in Phoenix, all Christmas music, 21 after the hour.
Anytime, any place. place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
My purpose here on Earth is to help heal this planet.
My purpose is to love and just make this a better place.
To be the best mom I can be to these three kids that I have. To help others where I can.
I don't know if I have a purpose or not.
Tim McGraw here on Earth sounded a little at the beginning like Coldplay to me. Didn't we talk about this, the potential for this song from his new album, first time in 5 years he's come out? The new album's called Here on Earth, to be out next month. And he's not letting the situation globally keep him from throwing a big party. He's announced on this event, it's a live stream event, one of a kind, celebrating the album by giving fans a peek into how it was made. He's going to go live from Nashville on August 21st. We'll chat with songwriters, his band, reveal the stories behind these new tunes. Is this something you'd be interested in? Jennifer, you like Tim McGraw, right?
I do. I think at this point I'd be interested in a lot of things that maybe wouldn't normally pique my attention under normal circumstances.
Right.
Yeah, something's fresh.
He and a 5-piece acoustic band are going to perform some old favorites along with some of the new stuff. He says, quote, "The thing I miss the most about playing live is the connection I feel to everybody in the audience. Even if we can't physically be together this summer, hopefully this will give us a chance to share this new album and know how much we are still together, seeing each other through this situation." So if you want to buy tickets for this event, go to timmcgraw.com, M-C-G-R-A-W, timmcgraw.com. So would you buy tickets for that, Jen?
I might, yeah. I like Tim McGraw a lot. I think it'd be fun.
How long has he been around? How long has he been a staple?
Since the 90s, mid-90s probably.
Right. Isn't he married to Faith Hill?
He sure is.
Have that right? Okay. Remember the time somebody reached up from the audience, the two of them were performing together? Remember that?
She whacked him down.
The woman,
she's not going to stand for that.
Reaching for his privates, and his wife went over and put an end to that. Here's another country singer at 26 after the hour on the DJV program, Aubrey Sellers. Oh, wow, she sounds like a good old country girl. Crank that up with you. What do we know about her?
Not much, but I like her voice.
Yeah. Sounds like Lynn Anderson a little bit. Anyway, she's trying to put her own spin on some of her favorite Dwight Yoakam songs, like A Thousand Miles from Nowhere. This new song she released also along with that a cinematic video ahead of the upcoming EP World on Fire, which is set for next month, early in the month. She grew up in Nashville, family roots in Texas. She now lives in L.A., however. That West Coast vibe complements her rendition of A Thousand Miles from Nowhere. You think that is the case? Crank this up again, Philly. This is a big hit for Yoakam, right? Back in the 90s?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sellers also brings a 90s country pedigree to the track as the daughter of Leanne Womack and the songwriter Jason Sellers.
She sounds like Leanne Womack.
I didn't know that, actually. Yeah. I know who Leanne Womack is. I didn't know that this was her daughter.
Yeah, she sounds just like her.
So she and her friends, Leanne and Jason Sellers, did the shoot for this around Santa Monica and Malibu. She said it was a great experience. But at the end of the night, while we shot those scenes in front of the Santa Monica Pier, Chris and Adam's car got broken into just a few feet away from us.
Sounds about right. Welcome to California.
But move down the street a little bit. It's only a mile to Venice. That's where your car gets broken into very easily. Anyway, so this sounds like an interesting... It's a... I think the song, I would describe it as haunting. It sounds that way to me, but I like her voice quite a lot. So if that's worth anything, there's my 2 cents worth. 28 after the hour on Aubrey Sellers here on the DJV Show.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Stats show that, believe it or not, almost 70% of families own a pet. And if you've ever owned a pet, you've certainly at one time or another lost that pet. Well, that's where Spot On comes in. Sung Vivathana is CEO.
So the Spot On Virtual Smart Fence, it's the first and only dog containment and tracking system that lets you take your dog in the Spot On system wherever you go. With our patented technology, you can easily program a containment area simply by just holding the collar with the antenna up in your hand and walk the perimeter that you intend to keep your dog contained. Now, you can do this at home, you can do it at the beach, you can do it camping, you can do it at a friend's house. The entire system is in a collar, and you have a smartphone app that works with the collar.
You heard right, a virtual fence. So what happens if your pet ventures past that fence? We'll have that tomorrow.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Hey guys, I'm Mop.
And I'm Daisy.
From the Chicks on the Right, take a break with our brand new podcast. It's the Mop and Daisy Common Sense Cast. Every week, we're getting real about the topics that moms like us care about. From health education in our schools to the ins and outs of the social media apps your kids are using, we've done the research so you don't have to. We know it's important to you because it's important to us too. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mop and Daisy Common Sense Cast on your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to subscribe, download, and leave us a review.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
This bloodshed must end. This bloodshed will end. Today I'm announcing a surge of federal law enforcement into American communities plagued by violent crime.
President Trump, speaking at the White House, says the explosion in violence leaves him no choice but to send in federal officers. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot has a message for Chicagoans.
And I'm calling on all Chicagoans that if you see something that doesn't look right, please don't hesitate to report it. Call 911. Call 311. We are going to remain diligent, and if we see any steps out of line, particularly with DHS or Border Patrol, we are not going to hesitate to take the president to court and stop any unconstitutional actions.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
On Tuesday, former Vice President and 2020 presumptive Democratic nominee Joe Biden unveiled parts of his economic plan. Former economic advisor to President Trump, Stephen Moore, tells Fox News Biden's plan is going to raise your taxes.
American corporations and every shareholder in America with the biggest increase in the capital gains tax we've seen in the history of the country. There's also a new, people don't realize this is a 40% increase in the death tax. So after all these taxes, then you have to pay an additional 40% tax when you die. Look, we built a great economy before coronavirus. We had almost 1.5 million new manufacturing, construction, and mining jobs. Obviously, the economy got slammed by coronavirus. And the real question the American people are going to ask is, who do you trust to rebuild this economy as we move forward? Do you believe Biden, who wants to tax and spend, or a guy who's been in business and has shown he can build the economy once and he can do it again?
On the vaccine front, Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar shares some rather encouraging news.
We just signed a contract with global pharmaceutical leader Pfizer to produce 100 million doses of vaccine starting in December of this year, with an option to buy another 500 million doses.
Azar speaking there on Fox News at Deal, part of the new Operation Warp Speed vaccine program. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's 34 at the hour now on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keevan. Our aim is to entertain and inform. That was very interesting how the conversation went with regard to covering baseball games, but we didn't talk about football because there seems to be a question as to whether there's going to be any football. But I noted in the broadcast booth there's going to be a new person calling the games in Washington, a lady named Julie Donaldson, who's been covering sports for NBC apparently for quite a long time, especially in that market. She's replacing some guy who was thrown out because he was charged with sexual harassment. So, is there in the minds of anybody, we have lots of focus on racism and sexism and things that are a problem in our society. I think women, and this has never really changed, I was looking at something else over the weekend, where women just, the person who wrote this op-ed piece said there's just no place for women in the locker room. And I wonder how you ladies react to that, thinking...
Is that an article from 1985? Because I feel like women have been in the locker rooms my whole life, so
I know,
I don't get that.
But that doesn't mean that the players are comfortable, whether they were forced into it. Remember when the reporter from the Boston Herald, this would have been, I don't know, 25 years ago, I could see her, I think her name was Hansen. She went into the locker room, and all the guys were naked. And a couple of them chased her around in a way that was pretty provocative,
and it became a big thing here. And I thought, how immature.
Yeah. Well, I thought that they've made it standard where there's a certain amount of time that the players are undisturbed after the game. They can shower, they get dressed, and then reporters are allowed into the locker room.
Yeah, and how it goes.
Yeah, so in the past, before that happened, guys would run in, and they don't care if they're standing next to a dude while he's showering, and they're at, because they want to get the scoop on stuff, and women weren't allowed in. So to make it fair and even for everybody, that those are the rules in place. So who's still saying in 2020 that women have no place in a locker room?
There are people who are saying, ask me about this woman, Julie Donaldson, can she really cover, will she hold the interest of the audience? You know, sexist crap like that. What'd you say, Jennifer?
I think the players have got to like that better, rather than having a reporter rush them while they're trying to get in the shower and get dressed. I don't know. I don't know about this story, but I do know that it's really kind of, I don't know, it's crazy and strange and nice and weird all at the same time to see the, I think it's the first base coach for the Giants for the first time ever standing on the field who is a female. Yeah. So that's different. Now in the age of masks, I don't know how many people are appreciating it. They might just think it's some skinny dude standing out there because it's hard to tell when everybody's got their face covered. But I don't know. I think that's kind of cool. I want to see women make more of an impact in play-by-play, too. I don't know. There's no reason. I
mean, isn't.
One of my low-key dreams was to do play-by-play for hockey when I was a girl. And it's like it's hard to see that.
All right, but why don't you try out for it? You probably could do a great job and be a good another job for you.
Well, now I just don't have the time or the, you know. And plus, I am not watching the game as much. When I was watching the game all the time, I was really, I would have felt more equipped to do it. Now it's like, you know, good luck if I get to watch 10 minutes of something.
If there are women in the broadcast booth for the NFL, are there women doing baseball? Because baseball is back.
No.
And are there any
women?
Woman
in New York. Isn't there woman in New York for the, I want to say, is it the Mets or?
Color commentator or a
I don't know.
Play-by-play?
I don't follow baseball. I just remember
they have
Lewis
a lot of sideline.
Me.
They have a lot of, like, you know, on the field reporters that are women.
Yes.
But they're just not part of the two-person team that usually make up a color commentator in the play-by-play.
Hmm. I just thought it was very. I think the fact that we find it interesting and an anomaly in, again, an age full of focus on racism and that's another question, sexism. But are there black broadcasters that are doing? I know there are a lot of football analysts and stuff, television. I don't know about radio, but what about in the baseball booth?
I know that at least baseball in L.A., we have Sportsnet Los Angeles, which covers the Dodgers and the Angels because it's L.A., and they have a lot of commentators. That I mean, it's a very diverse mix. So I do think that. I don't know about play-by-play. That's interesting. It seems to be dominated by white men in the play-by-play department. But as far as, color commentators and people giving their commentary after the game, it's pretty diverse.
I'm just also thinking about other places where there is racism and sexism. I think in the church, how many black priests are there? No women priests. How many black ministers, other than in the Deep South, are there? Major black big cities, medium-sized communities, are there black priests? I don't know.
Yeah, the bishop of the Episcopal Church who married Prince Harry and Meghan Markle is black.
Okay.
He was on TV. We all watched him.
Is that the rule or the exception?
I don't know, but I think there's a good amount of diversity as far as leadership in churches. Here, the thing is that you have neighborhood churches. When you talk about church communities, they're going to reflect the neighborhoods that they're in. And so you may see, like in my, for instance, my church is, there are very few white people in my church. It is a hugely Latino crowd, basically, and also a lot of a lot of Filipino people. So we have Filipinos, we have a lot of people who are Mexican descent that are at my church, and in fact, there are actually just as many English-speaking masses as there are Spanish. So, but I don't think that really reflects on the diversity of the church at the top. It reflects on the communities. So, you know what I'm saying?
I do know what you're saying. All right, food news, Victoria, that's your specialty. Take it away.
Oh, man. This one's tough for me because I'm always trying to, you know, do the healthiest thing, and we love to cook. And so it recently became a new trendy thing that if you're going to cook like a high heat thing, that you shouldn't use olive oil, because as soon as olive oil gets heated, I think it's above like 140 degrees, it becomes rancid, and it actually changes the DNA structure of the olive oil.
When were we talking about that with regard to my cooking? I think we visited that discussion.
Well, you had old oil, so that was a separate issue. Yeah,
it was hot.
But olive oil is not good. It's not a high. It doesn't have a high smoking index, so it's not a good oil to use. If you're grilling outside, you're actually making your food toxic. So most people, I think, know that at this point. And so you want it. So the focus then became on, well, what oils are good that have a higher smoking content? Coconut oil is great, but that has a strong flavor, so it depends on what you're cooking. Enter avocado oil. That came in as the big savior, and this was what you're supposed to grill everything in. If you're sautéing, this is what you're supposed to use. It has a very high smoking index. It doesn't turn, you know, it doesn't alter the DNA of it. Okay, well, all of that gets thrown out the window. There's the first official study on the quality and purity of avocado oil, and it is a disaster. 82%. Really? 82% of the samples, and they went, this was a broad study, a ton of different brands, different stores, different locations around the country, and 82% were either rancid or had other rancid oils mixed in. And here's where the real kicker is. Three of the 13 samples were not even avocado oil. It was nearly 100% soybean oil, which is literally one of the worst and most toxic oils and fats that you can consume. And I'm sure Dr. Jack has talked about this before on his segments. It's laden with heavy metals. It has all kinds of filler stuff in it. And it's horrible. So when you're buying avocado oil, you're not even getting avocado oil. And if you are getting avocado oil, 82% of the time it's already rancid. So this is an absolute, like, major blow to my kitchen cabinet. And so there is no way. I'm going back to coconut oil. And, you know, maybe some
grape seed
oil.
But it does have a strong taste, though. You're right about the coconut oil.
It's wonderful if you cook it for certain dishes. Like if you're making Thai dishes or Asian dishes, it's fabulous.
Or
but
kale.
But if you're just trying to cook something like Italian, you don't want coconut oil on your chicken or whatever dish you're making.
I
cook
the Italian food in tomato sauce. That's what I do. I'm cooking Italian.
Well, yeah, that's fine. But if you're sautéing something, you don't eat meat. Right. So if you're sautéing chicken or whatever you have to cook it, you need an oil base to cook that in. So, you know, we've been, like all of our friends and family, we've been using avocado oil thinking that was the right thing. No more. So sorry to all the avocado oil lovers. But
I put coconut oil on my face.
And yeah, that's fine. That's good.
Yeah, what about avocado? Can you put avocado oil on your face?
I wouldn't. No, I would mash up an avocado and make like a mask if you want, but I would not put any of this oil on your face now that we know that it's mostly soybean oil, which is horrible for you.
Yeah. All right. No more of that oil. By the way, what happens when I do that is the daisy comes running over. She wants to lick my face. She apparently likes, I guess, you know, it's tasty, coconut. Coconut oil is something you can do.
Oh,
it
dogs
has a lot
love
of
coconut oil. Uses. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. My dogs, as soon as I open the jar, they run to the kitchen. They love it. It's actually really good for dogs, too, in small doses because the high fat content can give them pancreatitis and things like that. But in small doses, it's actually very good for brain health. It's a medium-chain triglyceride, so it helps, like, ward off brain lesions and seizures and things like that. There's a lot of research that's been done on it that's really helpful. You just have to make sure it's a very small amount, like no more than a teaspoon.
So here's some other food news from Chipotle, the Mexican grill. They made some changes to their core menu. They're testing some items, apparently. Are you either of you or both of you? I've been to Chipotle. Bob took me there first time. I quite liked it.
When I worked in the city at Sirius, there's one in the building there, and it was great. We used to eat it a lot. It's really
so good. They've started to test a version of their cilantro lime rice using cauliflower rice at their locations in Denver and through the Midwest in Wisconsin, places like that. The cauliflower rice base starts with grilled cauliflower, seasoned with freshly chopped cilantro and lime juice and salt. 100% grain-free, 4 grams of carbs per serving. It's a good option for people who like low-carb diet. I've begun to eat quite a bit of cauliflower. What do you do with your spare change? story at our clip of the day focus at djvshow.com. There's a bank in Wisconsin that'll pay you to bring in your change. They're trying to help their local business. Excuse me, I'm struggling with. Anyway, let me see if I can get through this.
That sounded less like allergies and more like there was like a strawberry stuff back there.
Really?
Oh, God.
Not quite. So, anyway, who knew there was a coin shortage? I didn't realize there was till we had this conversation, and I think you'll hear that in the conversation. It's our clip of the day, a focus on your spare change. Check that out. And the entire broadcast every day, all day, at djvshow.com.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams.
You can protect your dog in the United States against Lyme disease, but you can't protect you or your children with a vaccine.
Dr. Gregory Poland is the director of Mayo Clinic's Vaccine Research Group. He says there was a vaccine for humans, but it was withdrawn.
And the primary reason is there was immense anti-vaccine sentiment about the vaccine, much like we had with measles vaccine. It's illogical.
It's the bite of an infected black-legged tick or deer tick that's responsible for making so many people sick with Lyme disease.
There are probably about 300,000 new cases a year.
There are no plans at this time for a new Lyme vaccine in the U.S., but there is good news. A vaccine, VLA-15, is being developed in Europe. Dr. Poland says it might take 5 years or more before a Lyme disease vaccine is ready for humans. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit healvets.org. That's healvets.org.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. A 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman. Brought to you by Asus.
In a nutshell, Remotely is software that allows remote workers to work together. It combines 11 different tools, from communication to project management to visual streaming and more. Zoho's LSP fills us in on how the Remotely Lens app works.
Turn your phone camera into a streaming device, and if you are into field service, let's say you're out there, an electrician or a plumber or somebody from a telco company, and they want to go and stream what's happening to somebody who is sitting remotely in their home office to help fix issues, then you turn your mobile phone into a streaming device. That's what Zoho Lens is. And then finally, on top of all these set of tools, we've also brought in the initial tools such as the word processor, the spreadsheet, and the presentation tool.
Head over to zoho.com/remotely to sign up.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Time for us now to spend quality time with Laura Banks, great astrologer. When you look at your daily horoscope, what do you see? What do you get out of that? What more do you want to know? You can certainly contact Laura to get more info out of it. I always like asking her. She tends to come back around to what information she has on me, which is sometimes helpful, only in terms of, I mean, I'm HIPAA compliant here. You can, she doesn't have to be worried about what she says about me. I'm happy to be a guinea pig. But you sometimes wonder, as you look at these things, you know, I'm pretty resistant to, I was thinking about working with you and what I need to know about you and what you already know about me. You know more about me than I know about you. And I don't know how you resolve
always the
that.
Way of the astrologer, Doug. Always the way of the astrologer.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of like the therapist, too. Yeah, you want to, I'm very inquisitive about any therapy I get. I want to know who these people are that I'm supposed to take advice from. And how do you do that unless you ask them questions? And I find a lot of people who do this for a living are pretty insecure. They're good at helping other people, but they don't pay much attention to themselves.
What? Me? Insecure? No.
Well,
not at all.
I wasn't speaking about you specifically. But anyway, the business about knowing this, so much information that you have to have at your fingertips when you're talking to anybody. Not only do you need to know what their sun sign is, but in order to be effective, you got to know the moon sign, you got to know the rising sign, and to have that information at your fingertips like you do is a real craft, it's a real art.
Yeah, and I'm pretty crafty. You know, and I just took a course on this at Kepler College over the weekend, a great school for anyone who wants to learn astrology. And they helped me, like, all right, you go into a chart, and, you know, are you confident you're getting it done? And they broke it down to elements and of polarities and masculine, feminine, and air, fire, water, earth. So there's simple little tools you can look at, like Doug, with you being a lot of water with your three planets Scorpio at the top of your chart there, you know, we just had a new moon in Cancer, okay, that just happened. So it's a whole fresh start, new beginning, internal viewing, external viewing, and it's a lot about accepting ourselves, all the bumps, all the things we don't like, accepting it, looking in the mirror, saying you love yourself, you know.
It's been when other people throw it at you all the time, I feel frequently very misunderstood. People think things of me because maybe of my manner. I don't know, maybe I'm my own worst enemy. But I know that I'm not the person that some people think I am. And it bothers me, frankly. It bothers me professionally. It bothers me personally.
Say more about that. What do you mean, who you are? What don't we get?
I think that people, well, I don't know that you are there because you're pretty clued in. But I have a very sensitive side that a lot of people don't want to see. I don't wear it on my sleeve. But when people accuse me of things, I get very hurt. And they say, what are you? You're not hurt. You're too tough for that. You're this, you're that. And I'm not really that way at all.
Well, there's a Dr. Judith Orloff that goes into the life of an empath, and she's brilliant. My friend Leslie just took her course, and she teaches sensitives. And you are, Doug, a sensitive, how to cope, because if you're running around as much of a live wire as you are with a three-planet Scorpio, everything is picked up, everything is taken in, everything's trying to be digested all at once. Cancers, Pisces, Scorpios, there's a depth to the feeling on top of it. It can Aries or a Gemini or a Libra or the air signs, they can get information, it comes, it goes. Water people get all deeply attached, and they're the people that have all the depth of emotion that we need. They're the healers. They're the hard workers that can do the heavy lifting of the emotions. And so you struggle with all these understandings, and you feel left out because there's no way any of us can get how much you're feeling. Because you're feeling so much empathy, experience, and you really are way more of the norm than you might know, because at least a quarter of the planet's running around in the water sign inventory. Mm-hmm. But maybe that doesn't help you any, because the main thing is the shedding of the experience in your case. You know, tears are an expression of water. Not that you need to cry, but there's got to become
a system
where there's a release. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and the new, and, you know, just pulling in the present time, that new moon in Cancer, you know, when people see a new moon coming on the calendar, would be a time to release.
Now, the sun, we're about to go into the month of Leo. Sun's moving into that.
Lovely.
That's going to be, I don't know what that's going to be.
That's exalted. Well, it's in its home. It's happy. The sun in Leo, we're going to start to have a little more fun in spite of our situation.
Laura Banks. She's quite the astrologer, don't you think? Happy to have her here on the DJV show, 59 past the hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.